out for me, watch out for me. I am never sure how much they see. How could I be? How could I be? I'm undercover, I'm all they've got. No time to stutter, nowhere but up from here. Nowhere but up from here.
Indigo, I Can Do Better by Nat J from her new record, The Flash of a Fight, just released on November 22nd. Nat is a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter and recording artist who's been the recipient of a Western Canadian Music Award nomination and over 30 placements in films and on television networks worldwide. I spoke with Nat over Skype. Nat, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you discover your passion for music as a child or come to it later?
I came out of the womb singing, I think. my parents are both musicians, and they had a music school. They both taught piano and voice, so I sort of grew up in that environment, and I took my first steps at the music school. And yeah, so I grew up doing music with my parents, and I used to, you know, work behind the desk at the music school, and I started taking flute lessons when I was 9 years old, and that's what I went on to university to do. But I had some chronic wrist pain, so I moved on to singing, and I did do the more pop sort of side of things and moved on from the classical side and joined the singer-songwriter kind of thing later in life, for sure. And that's sort of what I've been doing ever since then.
Can you think of one particular album that was life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
Probably one album. That's hard. I was always a really big Alanis fan. So definitely I bought the Jagged Little Pill album from a secondhand CD store. And that was a pretty big influence on me. I loved the way she sang and the way she put her life into the songs. And she's definitely who I sort of tried to emulate for many years and still find myself doing sort of Alanis-y things here and there. Yeah, so I would say she's been a pretty big influence on me.
You also write very relatable lyrics. Do you typically approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or are you more likely to begin with a melody?
I kind of do both at the same time. Well, I would say that I maybe sort of have a bit of a melody in mind, and then I try and find the lyrics to fit that melody, but they come pretty close together. With my new album, I definitely tried a different approach with some more rhythmic writing, so I knew exactly what rhythm I wanted the lyrics to have, so I tried to make them sort of fit that, I guess. But they usually come pretty close together, yeah.
Where do you look for the inspiration for them? Do you tend to draw it from your own experiences?
Most of the time, yes, they're coming from my own experiences. This was the first time that I wrote a song specifically for someone else, which was my single Sleep, which is the first track on the album. I actually wrote it for my producer, who is an insomniac. But I would say that usually I sort of just let the lyrics come out of me. I'm not really thinking about a specific thing, and I almost make sense of it after the song is finished. So I don't always know exactly what I'm writing about at the time, but it usually ends up relating to something that I've gone through or I'm going through, or I guess it's just been buried somewhere inside me waiting to come out, and it just comes out when I start writing. And then I guess that's where I mainly draw inspiration from my own feelings and events in my life.
You released your first EP, Lights Across the Sky, in 2008, a full-length record, All I Think When I Wake Up, in 2014, followed by a few more EPs and singles, and you've just released your new full-length album, The Flash of a Fight, on November 22nd. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
It's definitely changed quite significantly for this new album, and I sort of have migrated now from sort of girl with guitar to more electropop. This was kind of a transition I felt coming for quite a few years. About 3 years ago, I released a Christmas EP with an electronic production duo called Cookie Cartel. And it was sort of a new take on some very old Christmas songs. And they all had like an electropop feel. And I really enjoyed it, and it really felt like it sort of was exactly the sound that I was looking for. So as I was sort of gearing up to do this album, I sort of tried some more rootsy stuff, and sort of I figured at this point in my career I was either going to go one way or the other. And I tried to do some more rootsy stuff, and I did some demos, and they just didn't feel like they were sort of representing me and where I come from. Because I didn't grow up listening to folk music or that kind of music, really. I grew up, like, in my teen years listening to pop and R&B and stuff. So that felt like a part of me that I'd sort of left behind when I picked up a guitar. So I kind of wanted to reconnect with that part of me. And so the new record is quite a bit more commercial sounding, I guess. Maybe just it's very relatable and sort of easy to listen to, but still hopefully maintains some of those thoughtful lyrics and sort of more meaningful topics as well that I've been sort of known for in the past as well.
You mentioned your first single from the record, Sleep. Tell me a little bit more about the story of that song.
Well, Sleep, we wrote on a day when both my producer, Ovi, and I were really tired. I came into the studio and I thought, what on earth could we like possibly produce that day that was going to be any good, because we were both so tired. And it ended up being the thing with Ovi and I is like the first thing we would say to each other when I would get to the studio is, how did you sleep? Because we both deal with different health issues that affect our sleep, among many other things. So, but for him in particular, he has become an insomniac. And so I guess since I was very tired and he was very tired and we were talking about sleep and he has such trouble with it, I said, I'm going to write this song for you. And at one point, Ovi had described to me this other world that he sort of lives through. And so he has this one world in the daytime where he's in the studio making music and he's at home with his family. And but then he has this other world at night when the lights go out and he's just lying there and trying so hard to go to sleep and he's not able to. And so I kind of tried to describe that world in the song. And he has those kind of sleepy bell sounds at the beginning. It really like created a great atmosphere. So it's kind of got a little bit of spookiness of nighttime sounds. But also I think that a lot of people can relate to it as well, because everyone sort of struggles with lack of sleep at some point in their lives. So I think that it's about more than just us now, and sort of can be translated into anyone who's ever sort of lied there in bed and with their eyes wide open, wishing they could go to sleep.
There's a black sky over my town. It's a long night in a dark house. There's enough fight for a showdown. There's a black hole with no escape. There's a dark soul as my inmate. Where does it go? Leaving no trace. Watch it. Shows me all.